What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the channel and welcome back to another episode of Chasing Infinity. We are going to talk about some interesting stuff today, but let me go ahead and bring Nova on so she can introduce it to you. Hey, Nova, how's it going today?
Hey, Aftersound. I'm doing well, thanks. How's your day going?
My day is going fantastic. We are actually live for another episode of Chasing Infinity, and I was hoping you could let the audience know what we are going to talk about today.
Absolutely. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Chasing Infinity. Today, we're diving into the intersection of music and technology with a special focus on how AI is transforming the music industry. We'll explore everything from AI-driven music production tools to the latest tech trends that are shaping how we create and experience music. It's going to be a fascinating discussion, so let's jump right in.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, look, this is a music-related channel, and I just figure this would be a fun topic to explore. Now, I'm going to pretend I don't know anything about what is going on in terms of music and technology. I'm curious, what are the trends that you are seeing that are the most significant or most worth talking about?
There are a few key trends worth noting. One major trend is AI in music production. AI tools can help with everything from generating melodies to mixing tracks, making the process more accessible and creative. Another trend is the use of AI for personalized music recommendations. Streaming services are getting better at suggesting songs based on your listening habits. Also, AI is being used to analyze and create music in unique ways, like generating new compositions or even mimicking the style of famous artists. These advancements are really changing how we create, discover, and enjoy music. What aspect of this are you most curious about?
Well, the production side of things is fascinating to me. I have tried a couple of different services and tools out there. And to be honest, I'm not super impressed yet, but maybe I haven't tried whatever's, you know, Premiere. For anybody that has had success with it, how far has it taken them? I'm curious if there's artists out there that are actually quite popular using this technology.
That's a great question. While AI tools for music production are still evolving, some artists are making impressive use of them. For instance, AI-generated music has been used in various genres, including pop and electronic, to create unique sounds and even entire tracks. Artists like Taryn Southern have used AI tools to co-create music, blending human creativity with AI's capabilities. Additionally, some producers use AI for tasks like beat making and sound design, which can streamline the process and inspire new ideas. It's true that the technology isn't perfect yet, but it's evolving rapidly and opening up new possibilities for creativity. If you haven't found the right tool yet, it might be worth keeping an eye on the latest advancements and experimenting with new options.
Cool. Now, my follow-up question to that is, what is the legal framework? Has that been discussed at all? Can you give us any, you know, up-to-date info on where that stands in terms of like royalties, who owns these songs, who owns the production, who owns the songwriting, who owns lyrics, composition? I'm just curious how all that works. And granted, you know, when you look back at history, the music industry has not necessarily been tech forward in a lot of ways, but I'm curious to see how they're handling this trend that is coming up.
The legal framework around AI in music is still developing and can be quite complex. As of now, here are some key points. One, ownership. The ownership of AI-generated music can be tricky. Typically, the person or entity that owns the AI tool might claim some rights, but the creator of the input or the user of the AI tool can also have a stake. It's often outlined in the terms of service of the AI tool. Two, royalties. Determining royalties for AI-generated content is not well established yet. It depends on who is considered the author or creator, and this can be complicated if AI plays a significant role in the creation process. Three, copyright. Traditional copyright laws are designed for human creators. For AI-generated works, the legal system is still figuring out how to apply these laws. The question of whether AI can be considered an author under current copyright laws is unresolved. Four, industry response. The music industry is beginning to address these issues, but there's still a lot of debate and lack of standardization. Some industry bodies are working on guidelines, but it's a developing area. Overall, as AI continues to influence music, legal frameworks will likely evolve to address these new challenges. It's definitely an area to watch as technology and legal systems adapt.
Thank you for that. I'm curious, has there been or have there been any major or notable lawsuits in this area yet?
Yes, there have been a few notable legal cases related to AI in music, though the field is still relatively new. One example is the case involving the AI-generated music platform, where the creators of an AI tool were sued over copyright issues regarding the use of training data that included copyrighted material. Another case to watch is where traditional artists and record labels are starting to challenge the use of AI-generated music, arguing about who holds the rights to the output and how it should be credited and compensated. These cases are helping to shape the legal landscape for AI in music. And as the technology advances, more legal disputes are likely to arise, influencing how rights and royalties are handled.
Okay, cool. I want to go back to the second point that you brought up in terms of listeners' tastes, because I'm curious, what is the difference between, you know, previous algorithms that had popped up, again, across different types of platforms and social media that personalized your feed, and in this case personalizing your music, and how is AI shaping that? Because it seemed like algorithms were already doing that, but what does AI add in terms of value, process, efficiency?
AI enhances music personalization in several ways compared to earlier algorithms. Traditional recommendation systems use basic metrics like listening history and genre preferences. While effective, they had limitations in predicting more nuanced tastes. AI, however, uses advanced techniques like deep learning to analyze more complex patterns. It considers not just what you've listened to, but how you respond to different musical elements, such as tempo, mood, and even lyrical themes. This allows AI to make more accurate and personalized suggestions based on a deeper understanding of your preferences. Additionally, AI can continually learn and adapt as your tastes evolve, offering increasingly refined recommendations. It can also incorporate data from other users with similar tastes to suggest tracks or artists you might not have discovered otherwise. Overall, AI makes the personalization process more dynamic and sophisticated, enhancing the listening experience.
That is actually quite fascinating. Okay, I forgot, and forgive me. What was the third item that you had brought up at the beginning of the conversation?
The third item was about AI being used to analyze and create music. This includes generating new compositions, mimicking the style of famous artists, or even collaborating with human musicians to create unique sounds. It's all about using AI to push the boundaries of music creation and explore new creative possibilities.
So let me ask you this, for any aspiring musicians out there, if you could give them a couple pieces of advice of things to look out for in this space or things to pursue, what would you say?
For aspiring musicians interested in AI, I'd suggest a few things. First, explore AI tools that can assist with composition, production, and mixing. These tools can help spark creativity and streamline your workflow. Second, stay informed about emerging technologies and trends in music and AI. This knowledge can give you an edge and help you integrate new techniques into your work. Lastly, don't be afraid to experiment and blend AI with your unique artistic vision. The combination of human creativity and AI's capabilities can lead to exciting and innovative music.
Awesome. Okay, I'm going to close on this question for you, and I know it might be a bit of a controversial one, but a lot of people will look at AI or AI-generated music and think that it is generic, or call it generic and say it doesn't have that human touch. What is your opinion or your reaction to that, being AI-generated yourself?
That's a great question. It's true that some people view AI-generated music as lacking the emotional depth and nuance of human-created music. While AI can produce technically proficient and innovative pieces, it doesn't experience emotions or personal experiences in the way humans do. However, AI can complement human creativity by offering new tools and perspectives. The key is to use AI as a collaborator rather than a replacement, blending its capabilities with human touch and intuition. This way, you can create music that has both the innovative edge of AI and the emotional resonance of human artistry.
Amazing. Nova, thank you so much. This was a fun deep dive. Let's go ahead and close this one out. If you want to say bye to the listeners, that would be great.
Of course. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Chasing Infinity. It's been a pleasure diving into the intersection of music and AI with you. We hope you found the discussion as fascinating as we did. Until next time, keep exploring and enjoying the endless possibilities of music and technology.
Take care, everyone.